Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, you are going to hear Wes and I do a discovery call demo. It is my hope that this demo offers you some good insights into what you can bring forward in your discovery calls with your prospective clients. Thanks for being here. Enjoy. Hi, Wes. Good to be here with you today.
Hi, Bev. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be with you today.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying yes to this and allowing us to record this discovery call so that we can use it for training purposes. Thank you.
And thank you for giving me this opportunity. I always be happy to be with you.
Yeah, thank you. I received that. All right, so we're going to spend about 30 minutes together connecting, hearing what you are wanting to coach around, and then talking briefly about the coaching process and the offers that I currently have right now in terms of working with people. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay, wonderful. So when you think about coaching, what's got you curious right now in terms of what you want to be creating or resolving in your life?
All right. As a holistic coach, I newly launched my own business, and it would be great if we work together to explore or to find some innovative ways to create paying clients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm hearing that you're wanting to explore and to create paying clients and just explore strategies around that. So what would that do for you if we could spend time and partner up on these strategies together?
That actually would make me feel more confident and have better clarity on the next steps I'm going to move forward for.
Great. So I'm hearing confidence, I'm hearing clarity. What's important about being confident as a coach?
It will allow me to provide better service because I will feel strong about myself and about my abilities. Right now, I have some clients, but they are not paying clients. Mm-hmm. So having a paying client or few paying clients would make me feel good about myself and that I am earning some income, which support me to keep going in this field and actually to enhance my practice.
Wonderful. Well, I'm hearing clarity from you right now, so I just want to reflect that back to you.
Thank you.
This is wonderful. And so, yeah, more confidence. And then even though I'm hearing clarity right now, you're wanting more clarity. What's important about having more clarity?
I consider myself a planner. So having better clarity will make me have a better plan. And that will make, progress and in my service and to see or to evaluate if I need to improve some areas or to work more on other areas, something like that. So I think that will make positive change, down the line.
Great. Thank you for sharing all this with me.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like you have really thought about this. And so increasing the confidence, increasing the clarity. What are you specifically sensing that you need to be more clear about?
Maybe having a structure on the ways I can create clients to attract them, to invite them, to make them interested in my program or my service, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah, and just out of curiosity, if you had more confidence and clarity, what other areas of your life do you feel would be positively impacted, if any?
I think it will impact my personal life because I will be happier, I will be more peaceful, and that will affect my family.
Good, good. Yeah, there's always these greater connections that are available when we have more of that confidence and clarity for ourselves. You were also bringing forward the word plan, mm-hmm. A plan, or I like planning. And so I'm curious, you know, what you're sensing that you need in terms of planning.
Wow, Beth. Actually, planning was always kind of motivation, and at the same time it was kind of roadblock because I never felt like I am ready. feeling always like I need to plan more, I need to enhance my plan, I need to improve this or that. And finally I convinced myself, no, it's time to start. So the plan is good. The planning is good, but it might be, you know, some actions taking place.
Incredible insight, Wes.
Thank you.
That there's planning is a double-edged sword, I'm hearing. You know, it's good to want to plan and be prepared, but then it can also get to a point where it's getting in the way of us taking action and moving forward. So I appreciate you having that insight and sharing it with me so that if we do work together, that's something that we both can keep tabs on and make sure that we're not over planning or preparing. How does that sound?
Wonderful. Sound very, very good.
Good. Yeah, that's great that that came forward. And since we've kind of touched base now on potentially something that gets in the way, what's your insight about anything else that might be getting in the way of you having paying clients right now?
What comes up to me now is avoiding rejection. I don't like that feeling, actually, and it might be the reason for me being hesitant most of the time. I always, you know, have a concern that if I contact this person, they might not be ready for coaching or for the idea from the beginning. So they will say no, or they will not be interested in the conversation. So it's okay, I will put this on a side now. I want to go further. This is, yeah.
Yeah, and that's another wonderful insight, that perhaps the fear of rejection is getting in the way of just taking a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And seeing what's possible or what could be. Or just planting a seed, and then maybe it's not right now, it's later. You mentioned the word rejection. How does that show up for you in your body?
Make me conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And kind of overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's one of the harder, heavier feelings. What would you like to be experiencing, just playing in the possibility here for a moment, when you reach out to people and create paying clients?
I'm looking for smooth conversation, friendly one. I hope to be able to, you know, send a clear message about my service and about myself. And I hope to, you know, to convince them to be my client. I know you always tell us that it's okay to, or it, we need to be prepared for no. But there is always, you know, like something inside you to go for yes.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to go for the yes, absolutely. Yeah. And then it's okay to hear the no. So if you had more increased confidence and clarity, if we worked on that together and increased that for you during our coaching container, how do you think that would help you when you do reach out to people for the yes or the no?
First of all, I will be really prepared for yes or no, and that will take away the disappointment if no came, and also will make the excitement reasonable if yes happened. And I think together will make a balanced feeling inside me, and that will keep me calm but excited at the same time.
Wonderful. Calm and excited. Those are two great qualities. Great. Well, I appreciate everything that we are talking about here today. Is there anything else that you feel would need to be addressed if we worked together to support you in increasing the confidence and the clarity and, you know, putting yourself out there more and being more prepared for the yes or the no?
It's just something I would like to share with you. You are always my teacher, my instructor, you are my mentor, but also you are the one who got me to really love and live the holistic approach or the concept. So I am really excited to be with you today.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought that concept in, because you know, like, that's what the coaching is based on. So I always like to tell people in these calls that part of the approach that I will bring forward is the four levels of the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical levels. And of course, you know, we will work with those levels in a way that's comfortable for you. And the intention behind those levels is really to look at the whole person. And that's what our intention is that we're really looking at all of you from the inside out, so that you can have more of that peace and that well-balanced approach to whatever it is that you want to be experiencing. So for you, which of those levels feels most important to include in our coaching?
Of course, all of them are important, but maybe the spiritual level get me more like empowered and energized.
Great. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So the spiritual level speaking to you, and we can certainly include that. Yes, and include the other levels too, but I appreciate you telling me, you know, which one is just really resonating with you at this time. How do you think that we might include the spiritual level in the coaching container for you?
I think it is a hidden tool that could inspire me and keep me motivated, because it always, you know, like bringing hope into the situation, into the conversation, and hope is what keeps us moving forward.
I appreciate hearing your perspective on it. Thank and you. I'm happy to include it in the work that we do together. So, you know, I'm aware that you know about coaching. So normally I ask, have you ever coached before? And I, of course, know that you have. So out of curiosity, what do you feel like really works for you in terms of coaching?
Coaching for me is opportunity to get connected to my authentic self and to discover more and more about the real purpose for my life. And that actually itself empower me.
So empowerment is significant.
Yes. Yeah. Empowerment, support, motivation, something like that.
Yeah. And how do you feel about the accountability piece of coaching? Is that something that's challenging for you or not challenging for you, is what I'm asking.
Accountability is enhancement for me because I consider myself accountable person. And coaching is an opportunity for me to practice this, to put it in effect.
Nice. And in terms of that over planning, that, you know, holding yourself back, you know, how might we make sure that we address that in our coaching together?
Maybe if I have like clear tasks and clear action steps, I would be able to encourage myself. I won't say push myself, but right. To encourage. I know you don't like them. So encourage myself and motivate myself to ensure I am on track.
Yeah, and out of curiosity, as we're laughing about this, you know, what do you like? Do you like pushing yourself or encouraging yourself?
Sometimes a mix between both would be good.
I hear you. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for what you're sharing. It's really great to hear. Like, you know yourself very well. And I absolutely feel like we could work together on increasing the confidence, on increasing the clarity, and moving the business forward by creating paying clients together. So, you know, creating some strategies together. So do you mind if I share with you now, like the different ways that I'm currently working with people, just so you can see if any of it's a fit for you? Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. So currently there's three different ways that I'm working with people. And so I'll just talk through the three different ways and you can just see if, you know, any of it resonates with you. Typically, it's like three different ways that I could work with people. And I like to work with people either in a shorter container or a longer container. So that's why it's important for you just to hear and see what resonates with you. So the shorter container is just 6 weeks of us working together. This is the holistic well-being routine. It's 6 sessions. The shorter container would be, you know, weekly and kind of quicker to the point of increasing the clarity and the confidence. And we would do that by looking at the four levels and seeing how we can align the four levels with that confidence and clarity that you're looking for. And next we have kind of the middle offering. That one is a little bit longer. So that one's 12 weeks. And you know, this one is the 8 dimensions of wellness. And so this is more looking at your life, like externally a bit more, while the first one's is more internal. And this one would be about 12 weeks long. So we spend a little bit more time together, which sometimes people like to spend more time on this, but we could certainly look at some different areas of your life and see how we can work on aligning those with more confidence and clarity so that it can positively impact the business and the paying clients. And then lastly is just is a longer container, which I tend to really enjoy because I like to build relationships and I like to spend time with people. And so that would give us 6 months together. And we could either include the well-being routine and the eight dimensions, or we could simply coach, you know, specifically on the strategies that you're looking for to increase the confidence and clarity and get some paying clients going for you in your business. So when you hear the different lengths of time, what's resonating most with you?
I think the 12 weeks one is more suitable for me.
Okay, and how so?
It is not very short, so I mm-hmm. can really have a good, you know, like digestion for yes. the concept and everything. But it's not 6 months. It's very lengthy, so I might lose momentum.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that with me. What has you feeling like you may lose that momentum, just out of curiosity?
Maybe it's me. I like yeah, fast pace
yeah.
things. Yeah, so I like to have progress and keep moving from one thing to another. Maybe 6 months for one thing, it will be too long for me.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. I hear that you know yourself well, and that's why I like to offer the different links, because it can be really helpful for people to just know themselves and to know what's going to work. And the beauty is, if we do the 12 weeks and you want to do more, there's always an option to do that as well.
Yeah, I really like that you have like different options, and it's very smart actually, because people are different. Yeah.
Yeah, well, for me, it's like I really enjoy offering it different ways because people like different things. I'm very adaptable and flexible in how I do things. Yeah. And so I like to offer it that way. And then, you know, we can always add things on if we need to. So I'm happy to hear that the middle one is feeling good for you. Just so you kind of know the price points of all of them, the 6 weeks is $900, the middle one's $1,500, and the 6 months is $2,600. So that's kind of where those fall as well. Mm-hmm. So anything else that you're curious about or we might need to discuss in terms of potentially working together so that you could feel good about us partnering up together?
Yeah, if we will work together, how it usually works. I mean, the length of the session, mm-hmm. my understanding, it's going to be a weekly meeting. And yeah. How could I be prepared for each session before I attend?
Yeah, those are great questions. Yeah, we can absolutely do weekly. So, because that's what I heard, is that you like to just keep moving and keep the momentum going. So I'm happy mm-hmm. to do a weekly session, generally do a 60-minute session together. I do have a worksheet that I can provide you that has about 5 questions on it. And that way you can prepare yourself for our coaching conversations that we have. Also, I have an initial session that we'll do together. So our first session will be us coming back together and really mapping out what the 12 weeks will look like. And I have this really cool workbook that has to do with the 8 dimensions that I will also send you. And we can decide how much or if we use the workbook or not, but it's just got really great information. It helps structure things a little bit. So it will just be an additional resource for you. How does all that sound?
It sounds very good. It sounds like a structure, like a plan, mm-hmm. but I am familiar with the 4 levels of the holistic approach, but what is the eight dimensions?
Yeah, the eight dimensions of wellness, and I'll send you the workbook when I send you a follow-up message after this mm-hmm. call. That way you can look over it as well. It was created by SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. So they're like a government organization, and they provide a lot of grants and funding to behavioral health organizations in the United States. And so I just happened to know them because I used to work at nonprofits. And so we had several grants from them. And they create a lot of just information that they share. And so they have the eight dimensions of wellness that they've researched and that they use. And so it's just another really great tool to be able to use for your own life and for the clients that you work with. And the workbook is a free workbook that they offer on their website. So it's a tool that you could even use with your own clients, Wes.
Oh, great. Actually, it's it sounds very interesting and making me more curious.
Yeah, I will definitely send you the workbook so you can look at it.
Okay. Yeah.
Wonderful. Was there anything else that you feel needs to be addressed or expressed or acknowledged?
No, I think I got everything to look at, to decide if we will work together or not. And I really appreciate your time and your understanding and your smooth way, to absorb my nervousness and also to ask powerful questions.
Yeah.
And you are, as usual, a beautiful soul. So
thank you, Wes.
Yeah,
you did great today. Yeah, and just so that you know, kind of next steps here, like I said, I'll send you a follow-up message after we hop off the call with some of just the basic information that we went over with. Typically, I like to know if it's going to be a yes or a no, that you want to move forward or not within the week. Mm-hmm. Does that feel doable for you?
Yeah, I think a week is good.
Okay, great. And then would you like me to follow up with you via a phone call or via just an email message to you to see what you decided?
Yeah, maybe email is better.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So what I'll do is I'll put a little note in my calendar that I will follow up in the next 7 days and see what you decided. You can always reach out to me if you feel like you would like to do so. And if there's any other questions that come up that you feel like you want answered so that you can make the best decision for yourself, I'm always happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Right, great. Thank you so much.
And then just, as we're coming to a close here, like what got you most excited about in terms of this conversation that we had?
It feels like I have something to look forward for, and that give me kind of positive energy, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me excited. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of coaching conversations, isn't it? It's that we get to come together, we get to explore topics and ideas that are interesting to us, and then we get to move things forward and start to see changes and transformation in our life. So it's a beautiful thing.
Right, new possibilities. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
and I'm certainly inviting you into this opportunity, and I will circle back to you and see what's been decided. Sound good?
Sounds very good. Thank you so much, Bev.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it's listening for what you need to bring forward in a discovery call. Is it the holistic approach? Is it clarity around coaching versus counseling? Is it getting curious with someone about their current support system? Or is it all of those things? So this is a great opportunity for you to go back to your discovery call and make sure that you are addressing what needs to be addressed so that we make sure that coaching is the right fit for those you serve. Thanks again for being here. And remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy with the world.